fancy one for the basket spirit. I made one for the Sheba horse to hold kerosene in it, you know, when we take it to the stable. It was made very well. It lasted for quite a long time. And Baba took the basket and freed Sheba kerosene from that basket.
Yesterday I saw many products made.
When he had his book, you know, with Mani Sri Baba, we got a new book, Margaret has sent. I was is borrowing it. Mani says, Agatha Christie, the Baba is the poro, means mustache. And poro always has his mustache tidy, waxed. And so she said, it's poro, then Baba said, good, good. And then read it, Baba. This means read it. And then, otherwise, Miss Marple.
You don't care tomorrow?
Another day, man.
Not so exciting.
No.
But it's always hard to tell who did it in those books for me. One time,
sneeze. Why I keep this window shut, you know, and the train when they're traveling, he would get up and shut the window, and somebody would get him open it, and so on. They're fun people in that way. I like it very much. These are new Baba lovers.
Yeah, some new people who just came.
Today, quiet no many Baba lovers. You and Rick came together in a small ritual.
Actually, it's a good day to come because not too many people came.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
You know, in some of the lighter photos of Baba, he has a mole right here.
Right in the middle of his cheek. Later years he had it.
Only in later years.
Why do these moles appear, you know, when you're in old age? I don't know. I also got one here.
It's not just old age.
Doesn't look nice at all. One in here somewhere.
Yeah, we call them beauty spots.
No,
in
that
the
is special places, okay, but it's in the wrong spot. I don't like it. Middle of the cheek like this. It's very shameful. But it looked all right, Baba. Fair skin, looked all right.
Did you know Baba once said that every avatar, they have some certain mark on their body? And like he said that his cheek, he had a sort of...
Yeah, but Baba's arm here, the rather biggish, that big, that big. How big? I don't know. Light brown, mole, what do you call it? Flat. It's not raised. It's not raised. Flat, just with the skin.
Like this type of thing?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, just the brown spots that we all seem to have here.
Very big, what do you call it? Conspicuous. Because when summertime, you didn't wear a sadra, then you can see it on fair arm, brown mole here. Rather biggish.
But did you ever see in his cheek like a hole?
No, it was...
Not a spot.
No, it's flat, like a freckle, you know. Flat, what do you call it? Mole?
Well,
flat, but not
it's
raised.
More like...
The skin?
Yeah.
It's just more
not
like...
Very big. Tiny one.
If it's just flat, it's a mole. There's also pigmentation. I know, I won't show you, but I have a mark here, like a brown mark. Not a dark one, but it always comes out in the light. It's just pigmentation.
Mm.
My brother also has that. It's just some people have those marks.
Mm. They say if you have it where you yourself don't see, it's very lucky or something that they say. I don't know. Is that true? Yeah. You know, that you
I
can't see
so.
Yourself. It means on the nape of your neck or on the back, if you have a spot, that's a beauty spot, or I don't know what it's called, but it's like if you have that.
Then my brother also had...
Did we call a young woman, comes from Bombay. I don't know, it may look nice and whatever people think, as long as I'm obeying Baba.
The southern ladies in the south of the state of
Paris.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a wonderful movie?
We saw it when it came the fourth time to India, you know, it was so much worn out, much bruised picture, but it was not much broken, every piece was there, but very, very, what do you call it, very beautiful.
Moving.
Picture. Moving.
Everything, it had everything, birth, death,
everything.
Adventure, love, excitement, tragedy.
Too much of it.
Yes, it was. Every time I see that film, I end up just in tears. I always forget that. I mean, everything is so emotional in that movie.
Who has written that book?
Margaret Mitchell.
See a woman now, beautiful she cried. Wuthering Heights, same. But this is Gone with the Wind. What happened? We were in Satara, and Baba had gone for must work. Was going, you know, that morning, and we got telegram evening before to say. Meru's sister, Nagu, who's doctor, she sent from Bombay the telegram to say, Gone with the Wind is being shown in Bombay, running in Bombay, if you all want to come, come before it goes, you know. So here we asked Baba if he could, if Baba's going, he must work, then he won't be needing us in the house. So can we go there for one day and come back next day? Baba said, yes. So he went for the must work, and then we left for Bombay. And we saw the thing, what year it was, 1954. Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours. But you don't feel tired, you know. Sometimes in the Indian picture you feel tired, but this is a very interesting picture. Because they're best actors. What are they?
Clark Gable, Vivian Leigh.
That was
Ashley.
The first picture, would you believe it? She acts so well. First. Vivian Leigh. Then she gave another picture, nobody liked. This is the only one picture they liked her.
That was a classic role.
Yeah. Just, you've seen also, huh?
Yes.
How many times?
I thought.
Voice. In groceries?
Yes.
Not really very much.
Did Baba say that Jim Reeves sounded the most like him of any singer? Or is that a miss?
Most like him? No.
No.
Well, different voice. Yeah, but Jim Reeves seems very beautiful. It means there's dard in it, there's feeling in his voice. It's very important.
What is the word?
Dard.
Dard.
Like dard. Dard means pain or feeling in it. Feeling in it. I wouldn't know in English how to explain. Yeah. Baba was very particular about that. When the Kavali came, you know, the Kavali came and sings his ghazals. So Baba didn't patient for him to start, Baba wants to hear his voice. And then, of course, enjoy the song also. Because the composition is always very beautiful. That Baba knows, but the voice, so Baba was waiting very patiently for the person to start to sing. And the person is taking a lot of time, and a bit of fuss, I don't know what he does, and talks and just. This person is going to play the tabla, he has to tell him what tune, the ragas and rags, you know, he has to tell him what rag he's going to sing so that man can take that kind of beat. And then he sings to the one who's playing sitar and the one wherever they are. They can talk to each other and so on. And Baba having patience, you know. So much patience, Baba wants to hurry and sing. In the meantime, Baba can't, wait for him to start singing. Baba wants him to. So Baba talks to the man, say, he might have a good voice. What do you think? So, yes, Baba. So those people don't know Baba's signs, but Manali knows what Baba's talking about. You know? So they would tell Baba, oh, yes, he must have a good voice, Baba. They say he's the best singer in Lucknow, whatever it is. And so on, Baba feels a bit appeased. And then after 2 more minutes, and then again, Baba talk to us and say something, you know. And then in the meantime, when that person starts, you know, it warms up. Yeah, what do they call it? Alaptan, Michael says, you know. And anyway, then Baba makes up his mind, he likes the song. He has to sing the first line. And Baba knows this. He sings well, his voice is good, then Baba likes him. Baba settles down to enjoy the song, and Baba keeps time. One time, this very good Kaval was singing very beautiful songs. One song, two. First song is always to God, you know, very beautiful. Then the second, even third. Fourth also he sang with it. Then Baba stopped him and said, you sing very beautifully. And all these songs were very beautiful, I enjoyed it. But don't you know the jigar songs? Oh yes, then why don't you sing this jigar song? The Baba's favorite composer. Yeah.
Jigar?
Jigar. In English, jigar means heart, but in their language it's a name. Like how you say, rose or dahlia or daisy. You don't think of the flower, it's a name. So that jigar. So then that person, oh yes, Baba. Then Baba says, sing jigar song. I like them best. And so that person will sing jigar song, one or two times. And Baba enjoyed that even more than the other song.
Who is some of Baba's favorite singers?
Singers, we can't. I don't know the names, you see.
Just anonymous.
I know that they were from Jaipur, they were. Three singers who came, you know, did a very good Baba left to hear the singing. I don't know the name. And there was some from, where was it? Bombay, in which place? There was a very good singer also. That, but his favorite was Pyaru Kaval. Pyaru Kaval. And that he lives in Calcutta. And Baba had sent for him years back, very new. Baba was on size 1925 that time, when he was still down. He hadn't gone to Premashram that time. And Piyadu Kaval was cold and he sang very beautifully. Babaji's voice, very strong and expressive voice, and very strong voice.
Is he recorded or is he?
Yes, he's recorded. Yeah. Of course, you have to understand the words to like the song.
Were you there when Begum Akhtar came to sing
to Baba? Huh? Begum Akhtar, of course. Jai Baba. Yeah, Jai Baba.
Did he like her very much? Did he like
her? Yes, very much. She has dealt in the voice also. Jai Baba. Maharaj, I have not come around to...
very philosophically very advanced, too many of them.
Yeah,
very spiritual people.
Both in there. Most of them are killed and finished and they're not given good land to live on.
The real cold weather,
I hear that. December and they had to intermarry. They had to have lost. It's a very beautiful stallion, they say, and so he was very happy about it. He was handling it. I mean, maybe some part. Did you see it in this paper?
Someone gave him about that America would eventually be very strong spiritually.
Yeah. It is said that now, Baba, no, let us say, message of love will come from the West to the East. But, remember, the message of love was taken from East to the West by Baba. So it must be there. That's why you all come to America so much love for God. No, but they don't know where to turn. They all go to this Yogananda and Trogananda, Bhatananda, I don't know where they go, you know, instead of coming straight to Baba, because he has suffered and did so much for humanity, keeping silence and listening so much. He did our fasts and seclusions, and his work was very much, very, very, what do you call it, strenuous. And you call it his big age also, the last seclusion was very strenuous. Anyway, what I want to tell you is this. Message of love will come from west to east. So I was wondering, then I said, no, but Baba, it was first from east to west, and then it will come to east, and then it will be peace. A new humanity, that's what I think. But before that, there will be a great upheaval, and that we don't know. 3/4 of the world will perish, it seems. You know, the Noah's Ark, Baba but Noah's Ark, Baba said it's true. Noah's Ark is true. But Adam and Eve, all that, Baba said that's bunkum, that's bunkum. That's all man-made.
I think they've actually found that ark, haven't they? Or at least they have the measurements written up in the Bible.
What?
Like the exact measurements of the ark, how many feet and inches and whatnot.
How can they define the ark? Where do they find it?
Well, I think I'm wrong about that.
But they have the measurements. No, there's so many animals on, so they have to fit in so much. That ark has to be so big, you know. I mean, they say every specimen of man must be an animal. It can't be just one sex, you know, two, or then they can multiply.
Maybe they just chose the best ones.
Because lion and the tigers, they all went together, and you know, all the sheep and horses, whatever. It was wonderful for Noah. He must be a perfect master or the avatar. I don't know what. He must be some great person.
Yeah, there's soul. There's God talking.
Yeah, exactly. Noah. But Jews also don't believe in Noah.
Well, they call him like
in
a
Noah?
Prophet.
They never say God comes in human form ever.
No.
But they have these prophets who they consider like their spiritual leaders, but they don't worship them.
No. God can do what he likes. He can't sit up there quietly. He can come down to his people, you know, to what would you call it? To improve and to, whatever it is, to instill love for God in every heart. He can't do that sitting up there. He has to come down. And I believe in God coming as man, God-man. But Baba says it's true. You have to have that conviction. If you love and faith in Baba, then you must know what he says is true. Take him at his word.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Of course, you should. Then you're the winner.
So we much love, understand,
so much but, love and faith is needed, you know. But God, yeah, that works. And this story you wouldn't believe, but it is named Neelu, Dr. Neelu, which is big, and Kaka was also big. And they had to wear very many warm clothes, and on the warm, wearing many warm clothes made them look more big, and then white, big, what do you call it, shirt or robe, of a new life thing, you know. So they were looking rather robust. And so they went to ask Abhishek and this woman, how much ever what they look like. She should have given Bhishya. It was giving direct to Baba, but that woman used her mind. She said, what? You look like wrestlers and you could go and work for your living. Why do you want to ask Bhishya like this, you know? She didn't give. And she missed. So that is why Hindus, this happened now, but in olden days, the Hindus have won this thing. Whoever asks food at your door, never let him go hungry. Always feed him. Maybe the right one will come in a... Always is not the right one. Always is the ordinary sadhus, you know, ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
But in that ordinary garb, the right one will come Mondays. That's why they always gave bhiksha to the sadhus, whoever came to ask food. So this person asked, like this is... He thought this is the real one who's taking a test, and be carefully with...
It's great deep feelings.
Sort of, yeah, I don't have the word, you know. Great admiration, shall we say?
Mm-hmm.
Admiration, oh, what, I don't know. Looked at them that they could do this for him. It was very obvious. He was the real one. The right one he was. So he said, I won't eat this first, but you must call your child. Call to him, his name. Call him. And those two couples said, but he's not living, how can we call him? They looked at each other, but they said, again, he says so that we must do it, and obey. And Baba said, obey. So, yes, and they called out to their son. They knew that he was not living. They called to him to come. His name was, I don't know what his name is. His name, whatever it was, say Ram or something, come, and so on, taking the name, saying, call to his child. And as soon as they called the third time, the child came running towards them, alive. And this is true. It is true. You will.
I believe it.
I don't like to tell you the stories because you will not believe it.
I believe it, Mira.
You didn't like it. It should be another place. So when he was teaching all these right things, people did not like it because it was spiritual. There was no religion. It was spiritual. They did not understand spiritual that time. His own disciples would question Jesus. Like Jesus, if they were following Jesus, you know. You know, yeah. Then it's time to eat. So they all sat down, and there's bread and meat and whatever there was, wine, whatever there was to eat. But Jesus took the bread and broke the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Then his disciples took objection. He said, "But Jesus, you have not washed your hands, and not to have them clean for eating, because they ate with the hands, you know." So Jesus said, it's better to have dirty hands than dirty hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, yeah, cleaner. You have to have clean heart. Never mind hands, what Jesus said. So even that, we did not teach them. They were so backwards in spirituality. They were just more religion. And religion does not take them anywhere. So the matlab means, the long short of it is that Jesus' reign was very short. Only 3 years he could teach. He would have done some much good to his people, but it was like this. I feel very sad because they come, they're such beautiful God comes and wants to do good for humanity, so much love that he made the lame walk and the blind to see and all. He did all that, and he even woke the dead.
Yeah, but they say he lived longer. Yeah.
What?
His
ministry was only 3 years, and then
what?
Yeah, but how do we know what he did after that?
Mira knows.
What?
Like after he was crucified, he didn't die.
No, it is right. Then he couldn't. I did not want to live in the same country. Of course.
Yeah, well, he could have.
He traveled towards east because his, you know, like Baba Jan and Maharaj and Sai Baba and all this like that. You know, they have the masters.
Yeah.
It's a rule. God's a law. There is a curtain over the perfect master also, a curtain over the veil, you may call it, of the perfect master means vertical. Avatar also. When Jesus is born, he can't be born with the knowledge that, oh, I am the avatar, you know. He was, how would you say, ordinary person. Like, you know. When the time came, then John the Baptist baptized him. And of course, there was a second master. And that was in the East, maybe Persia or India somewhere. And Jesus was not seen for 20 or 10 years, I forget now. He was nowhere to be seen. Mm-hmm. Nowhere. He was completely absent. So that is where he went, and that is why he came back to India. It's a long story, but this is not just a belief. It is true. It's gradually, gradually found out, and how do you say?
The truth was discovered.
Yeah.
The truth came out.
Huh?
The truth came out.
Truth, did you say?
Truth.
Yeah. Very gradually they have found it. They made, how do you say, yeah, like this, that must be like this, and they...
But did you do any further work?
Using their brains, they found out, and they have dates in their somewhat kept diary, or I don't know what. And this man who writes the Nazarene, have you read how beautiful
it is? Yes.
And there's a Jew who writes it. Do you know that?
Yeah.
But seeing that, see, just like when he took birth there, you know, that the Romans were there, and then after that, when all this happened, they left the country. In India, also, the British were here, and the Ottomans came in, and they left.
They left the country, yes. Yes, that too. But we liked British Raj better. British rule better. We Parsis, Zoroastrians, you may call us. We liked the British better. Why? Yeah, they were noble people. These people, we don't like. We don't like. They don't know how to rule well, you know. As soon as they got the this Raj, what do you call this rule? The country to themselves? No, it's not. I can't even say it's
home rule.
Home rule, but it's so disgusting that you don't want to talk about it. They were such intelligent and such ones who could rule the country well, you know. Rule means if you have to be the mayor of this country or that or whoever, the health officer. Philanthropist means a charity. They did so much for their country. So British respected them. And so their statue was put up there. The memory should be there, you know. Some olden time people. Their statues were taken also and pushed into the Victoria Garden Zoo, I think, somewhere in a place somewhere. No,
under a leaf somewhere.
No, not under a leaf. There's a museum.
Yeah.
Victoria Garden, you're going to the wrong people to rule the country. Means
the British?
Governor generals, they are very important here, you know. And they were the wrong ones.
They didn't know anything about India.
And that is why they were snobbish. Very snobbish. They looked down upon them. And so that put up their backs, you know, the Hindus.
They thought they were beautiful.
Shady path.
There's like a side part that has pretty flowers and it's all blocked off with a huge big lawn. And Khorshid said that's where he used to talk to people.
He used to talk. But one time Baba's own, Baba's state of mind, or whatever it is, state. It was a certain state, you know. And then he wanted a quiet spot. He went to Victoria Garden where there was to be a quiet spot. There is one. It's a nice walk, long walk, and so on. But there are one or two benches. So one time he was walking at it, but when he's looking, he's looking quite straight here. When he's looking there, he's looking straight. He's not, his eyes are not working to his thing. His state was that way. Never mind. So one time the Parsi family, some women and some men were seated on this bench here. And Baba had started walking before they had come. So when Baba came along, he was looking straight at that. That man thought he was looking at their women.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah. And I don't know if that person came and slapped Baba or what happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
Baba said that he showed us the path because Baba came with us to Victoria Garden himself. We went to Bombay newly with Baba now, 1924. We came to Baba, and it was month of November maybe. We were there 3 months, October, November. Anyway, but then Baba took us to Victoria Gardens. Baba said, you look at the animals, go around anywhere. My mother was there with us. And so Baba said, I'll take a walk. But I used to take a walk. And then Baba was taking a walk. And then he walked up and we came towards the Baba. Baba called us. Baba said, do you know this path? This is where I used to take a walk. when I was in a certain mind of state of mind. And then he told us a story that Sir Baba himself pointed out. The shady walk, it is a nice long walk it is. Yeah? In the garden itself. Away from all the animals and everything side of it, on one side. So that way. But what happened when I said, it was very stupid of me. One day Baba took us to the Victoria Garden in Bombay, where you go in the morning if you have to go out. All right. And then because we were shut in the house all the day, cooking, washing, this and that, working all the day. So Baba took us to Victoria Garden one day, and the next day Baba says, get ready, we're going out. So we were ready and we went to the Victoria Garden again. And then again, third day, Baba says, get ready, we're going to Victoria Garden. I said, what, Baba, third time we are going to Victoria Garden every day or something happens to say that. Baba said, what, you don't like Victoria Garden? I thought you like animals. And I said, yes, Baba, I like it. I had to say two and three times too much. Because in the morning, what happens, you know? They come to clean the cages. Those servants, what are they? The coolies, whoever they are, they come and clean the cages. And the tigers are disturbed and they're all not friendly, whatever they are. Then the food comes along with all red meat and it's too much, Baba. We couldn't stand it anymore. In the evening, it's okay. In the evening, the elephant goes around and gives you a ride, and now they have a camel also.
Yeah.
But it's not, and then I don't say. These keepers, you know, people keep that.
Yeah.
They are not nice people. They don't keep the animals well. Clean their stables well, whatever. Stables, what are they? Cages and all that. They don't do it well. It's real pity. And many other things they don't do well. Many people have seen it, they give in the paper also. But who cares? Sure. Nobody's doing anything about it.
But that place where Baba was, at least as Korshid pointed out, was all blocked off. It was a place where people couldn't walk. It was a huge expanse of beautiful, like a beautiful section of grass, and all around flowers and trees.
Seated there, and not meditated, but in his own thoughts with his mind. We don't know what kind of mind Baba. Baba's mind, we never know, but he was in that state. Okay. But never mind, look at this, it's so beautiful. This way of talking, I hope it's not politics. But I was telling about how this President Reagan got a white horse from somebody, where I found the photo.
A spirited Arabian stallion.
It's nothing.
Alamein?
Yeah.
Is it beautiful?
Well, we had a very funny incident over
in North Carolina, the center, and there are many snakes there. So one time, Duncan killed a snake in the morning time, you know, before breakfast. And it was a kind of glass snake, they say, it breaks into pieces. Anyway, he brought the pieces and put it on Delia's breakfast table, nicely arranged it there, and around a small one. Well, when Delia came in, she looked at the snake and said, no, this was a joke, you know, it must be an artificial one. So she laughed, and I said, no. And we all watching what's going to happen. And then she sat down and somebody said, Medelia, touch it, it's not just rubber. Oh, yes, I know you say no, but it is rubber. And then when she found out that it was not rubber, it was real snake, she gave a loud scream and she jumped out of the chair and she ran out of the room. Did you wait? It's not a live one, it's a dead one. No, live or dead, I want on my breakfast table. Very excited about it. And who did that to me? Who was that? So she was very angry. Well, Donkey had to own up, you know. And so, anyway, their friends up there, but then Lily had a real trouble. She hates snakes and she's very afraid of everything, you know. Very nervous.
We got talking about practical
dreams. I do. I had seen Anne Connell's photo in the early days. She was slim. And she and Baron Williams had taken that picture. It's a long, long time ago, before 1960 even. So, photo I'd seen and I saw it and I put it away and I knew Anne Connell. But now just seeing a photo when you get busy and put away the photo, don't look at it again, you know, and all that. And so years passed by, I went up to, I don't know, anyway. And I was 61, maybe I got the photo 59 or 59 maybe. And so it was 61. And Anne Connell told Barbara that she was coming. She said, yes, you can So Anikon is coming home. Anikon's first American girl to come to visit. And Guru Prasad was very, how exciting for him, how lovely and this and that. Well, then, what would you call it? The news that she is coming, mm-hmm. She hasn't come. The news is there that she is going to mm-hmm. come. Well, then after some days, you know, she hasn't come. And then Sohrab, you know, he was very young that time, Sohrab. Maybe he was 12, 13, 14 years old, I don't know. Anyway, and he was, Sohrab was a bit fairish and a bit good looking and all that. So he went to his cousin's place, I don't know whose place, Gulnar's place, anyway. He said he was going to Baba and all this, and so they said, oh, wow, why did you wear women's clothes and have fun? And Baba will be amused. You always amuse Baba. This will be nice as a woman. As a woman, yes, as a woman. Oh, yes, that's a fine idea. Come on, who's got a dress? And so he was dressed in a girl's frock, you know, dress and a bead necklace, ordinary bead necklace. And earrings, also cheap earrings. Yeah, and then because his hair was a bit long, that 1 inch. So they just put nicely there, and they tied a scarf like that. That his hair, cut hair should not be seen, everything was just right. And high heel shoes, the poor boy could not walk. great sports there. But they didn't. He didn't wear stockings, I don't know why. Anyway, the shoes were there and all that, the dress was nice and long. And then they came in a car with his two other friends and all that. Then he got down near the Guru Prasad gate, and he was there. Gave saw the car there, so she quickly hurried up to see him. Who is it? Maybe some important person or somebody coming in the car. But not near the house, near the gate a bit, on the driveway, so she quickly there. And Sharap came and she said, I really thought, when I saw you first step out and in the car, I thought you were like, you were Anne Conlon. Who is Anne Conlon? And so they got an idea that why not pretend to be Anne Conlon? That's a nice idea. Why just a girl? Give her a name, Anne Conlon. So there he was, and he did not go so serious. He did not know it was going to be a serious joke. So this is all Gavis doing, you know. Then when she came in to Baba, and Sura was standing outside there, she asked him to say who has come. Baba was in the Mandali room. So Gavis said, Baba, and Conrad has come. So when Sura came, Baba recognized him. Anyway, he was seated there and all that. And then Baba said, go into the women, Baba said. Just that, go to the women. So he was Sohrab, he walked like this on high heels. And he came to the drawing room of Guru Prasad and stood. He didn't come very further, just near the door inside, and he stood there. And then Gavir knows the joke, but she does not tell anybody. She tells Mani, come soon, you know. And Conrad is alive and we all do not know about it. You know, she's waiting, she's the receiver. Oh, yes, of course, Mani quickly tidied herself and she went quickly. Good morning, and who more? And then he tried to change his voice, you know, and made a fine voice. He didn't say things loudly that his voice should be heard. So Mani thought he was shy. She was shy. So Mani hadn't seen the photo, had not shown her Anne Conlon's photo. Anyway, Mani thought it was real Anne Conlon, so she started telling Anne Conlon about what I don't remember, that darshan takes place here. How fortunate you've come here in Guru Prasad, you're the first one. Or something like that. She was talking. As Mani was talking, she saw a bead necklace. She thought, this must be fashion there in America, girls wearing this bead necklace. It's okay. Anne is wearing, so it's okay. And all. Then why is talking? Najar means her eyes went on the bag she was carrying. Who? Anne Conlon was carrying a red handbag and purse. Mani looked properly at the purse, but she could not believe it was Mani's own purse. He had given it to Gunnar. The strap was broken, so she said, you mend the strap and you use it, you know. It is a lovely red one, a British leather. She could not believe the strap and this patch at the back, everything she recognized. Then she looked at his face properly, and then she made her that it was, she could not recognize her own nephew, would you believe? And so Mani liked the idea very much. So she didn't say anything. She said, oh, yes, I know you are, but I'm not going to give up, but you wait here. So Mani comes inside and says, Mera, you know, Anne Conlon has come. Oh, Anne Conlon has come? Yes, she's waiting at the... But why did you tell us earlier? We could have dressed up decently and tried it up. It was warm days, we were sweating this and that, so we all got sponges and everything. So hurriedly, Mani says, never mind, don't hurry so much. She can wait. How bad it look, make a Western girl wait, you know, and that. So here we were, Koshin was always in Guru Prasad, washed Baba's clothes, you know, his bedding and everything. So she was washing, she came running, what is it? Anne Conlon, oh! And then she got quickly and started changing her dress, you know, because all perspiring and the house dress, we don't wear very fancy things anyway. Then I was in front of the mirror, so she came and she said, you move out, let me see in the mirror, my hair. I'm more untidy than yours tidy. Let me powder my own nose, please. Wait, let me also. So here we were, you know, so frantic, doing everything so seriously. It was very funny. Then we all got dressed up and we went out saying, shake Baba. And on the way, Mani said, don't shake hands with her. Baba said, not to shake hands with her. Oh, not to shake hands with, not even embrace, all right, but shake hands, no? She comes from so far from America, you can't shake hands with her. No, be a show more friendliness and warmth. And just say, what do you have to just stand in front of her? No, Baba said not to shake hands. All right. And then, hey Baba. And then she said, hey Baba. Yeah, very fun. Then I said, no, you look so different from the photo. I have your photo. I've got your photo sent to me, but you look very different in the photo. And like this naked eye look very different. Yeah. They say, yes. And then, and he would look up here, they knew what to do, you know, because I was there, so he didn't know. And anyway, then, I didn't notice a handbag or anything. I really thought it was Anne Conlon. So here, when Mani said, I think, come now. So I went to Mani, and Koshin was there. So Koshin, and Conlon, but Gavi, and Surab was a little bit round, you know. So, Jai Baba. So, Koshish came along and says, Anne Conlon. Anne Conlon looks something about Beren. What was it she thought about Beren? She said, anything she says, some very, very funny thing. Like a battle or something. Anne Conlon. funny things, you know, and all that. Of course, she didn't know how to say to him, all right, yes, Baba, I'm glad you've come here. So she said that, and then she came away. Rano was sent to Rano, you better go and speak to her. She's probably standing alone there. Oh, of course. And Rano, of course, quickly went, you know. Good morning. You know, when did you arrive? And so made conversation with her, what's his name, Surab. Yeah. Went on like this. So Rana said, what's she doing? Don't be shy. And then so Rana said, we must let her, give her, talk to her, give her some news, what to say. So Rana starts saying, you know, in this big room, when the big darshan, the room is full of so many hundreds, you don't know how many bow to Baba, and they come so much love. It's such a beautiful sight. You'd love to see it now. And Surab has seen the sight many times in you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Surab has seen darshan and all that, but she was explaining about darshan. And this
is Surab was pretending like he didn't know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He went on it. Yeah. Rana looked at her properly. She's not talking too much. But then Rana said, she kind of necklace. Maybe she just had that one necklace to wear. And then she noticed the earrings. She said, couldn't make out what kind of medical girl this is. And Rana was puzzling, you know. But till then, nobody knew. And then, then Ghavi came along. Ghavi said, come on, Baba wants you, come on. So yeah, she went outside, you know, Surab. And as she was walking outside the door and walking away towards Baba, we standing in the door, could see her walking. So she walked like this. So I said, I felt bad for her. I said, for Anne Conlon. I said, oh, please, she has to wear high heels and the shoes might be so tight and hurting her. And because of fashion, they have to wear these things. She hardly walked, poor thing. So I looked at her leg. And what did I see? Lot of superfluous hair. I said, why this girl hasn't even... It was super heavy. We couldn't make her. Why is this? We couldn't make her. But then the funny thing was this. You know, there's a door between Baba's monthly room where Baba's always in there. Always there. So, playing cards or maybe receiving lovers and darshan, everything there. So Baba was sitting in his chair and the door was there. So there's a little chink in the door where you could see Baba, you know. So I saw through Baba. Hari? I said, I'm calling this come. Baba's not in very sadra. But how would you look? Of course, you go in and tell Baba that she's coming, you know, because it takes time long, big pause like this. So tell Baba to put on his dress. How would you know she's come and Baba's all bare here? It's too funny. Of course, no, I won't go in. Baba may not like it. I know, no, go, it's very important. So I opened the door and pushed her in. Why is she come inside? You know? Baba doesn't know that we are still, what do you call it? Like that, she's pulled in, how would you say? Mm. We have not made out of this one. So Baba looked at the horse. So the horse said, I'm going to tell me, won't you want to wear a sadra? Baba said, no, I'm wearing a sadra. So, oh, it's okay. Oh, horse came on, so told me, Baba said, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. What is this that we could not understand? Jai Baba, Jai Baba, Melvan. So, Ravi Vajkar, I'm going to tell you. So, the couple said, the government. You know, okay, joke, what did I say?
So, Baba said it's all right.
Yeah, it is okay. So, can be puzzled because we don't know the joke is here, that this is not a girl, and so on. So, then Ann Condon came into Baba's room, Baba said, down there. So, she sat down there. Baba said, yes, you know, wait. Then, still there. So, she's there with the earrings and all these scarves. It was too funny. And just sitting there and then the dress was like covered like this and very. And she knew how to act and everything. So then, after about 10, 15 minutes, you know, when Mandi were talking, Mandi means Aries and the ones who are in the house, you know, Araba, Aduhuva, anyway, they were talking to Baba and all that. Then, Meiji came in. Meiji, you know, Meiji? Mm-hmm. Meiji came. And Meiji came in and, Gauri says, Ann Condon has come. Ann Condon, this is Meiji. Ann Condon came. Good morning. I've been to the best, but I don't think I've seen you in the best. I don't remember seeing you, and so on. And she went on like this, you know. And Mary said, I'm very good, very happy to see that you've come to Baba. And how do you do? How do you do? So, I became sort of very formal, not informal, you call it. Good manners and everything. And Mary was very sedate. And she came and said, Meiji still does not know. Anyway, Meiji thought it was real and Condon. Then came, there's somebody else. I forget now. That person also said, how do you do and this and that and so on. They said, and then it was getting late now. 9:30, 9:10. So by the time, then the family, grandma family that day were called, it was Sunday, I think, so they can come and the small darshan, they called in that small room, you know. Few that are in Pune, they can come and be seated with Baba for an hour or so. So all the family, they came in with Naja and at the hall. Yeah, Naja and Gaima and daughter and so everybody was there, you know, and so on. Then they all looked at and called maybe someone, they did not know. So they'll be looking at Baba, you know. Then Baba wanted to see the fun. So Baba says, and Condon, you know, come. He looked at her with great respect. I went again and looked at her, you know, because something strange, but it's okay and all that. Then one of them to somebody, and she said, yeah, Ann Condon, have you seen her? Yeah. Something like that, you know. And they started to whisper amongst themselves. Baba said, well, no, I don't think, but we don't know her, so how can we recognize her? Baba said, no, she just come today, you know. And so they were all taken in, thinking it was Ann Condon. How the secret came out, that part I don't know. Mm-hmm. But because I was not in the room anyway, when so many people were taken in, and it was real fun. But to see her walking like this in high heels is too much. I'm so bad for her. The poor girl has very tight shoes and high heels, and because of fashion, they have to wear like this. The women have to, you know, go through all this painful affair just to look nice in the high shoes, and she can't walk and so on. Then as for my legs, look not like girl's leg. What? I still could not make out.
It's a good thing that Mani recognized her and told you not to go embrace
Mani
her.
Mani recognized her, but Rano did not.
Because of course, Sarav, if you'd gone to embrace him, he
would have been. Yeah. Mani, Baba told Mani that. He said that no, that I was not to shake hands or something. So when Mani said that, I felt very bad. I said, Mani, she's come from so far, and not to embrace all right, but shake hands doesn't look like, you know, we're not showing love, warmth, and not to shake hands, just there, stand there and look at them. Anyway, you know, the whole thing was funny, but Rana was more funny. Rana was very upset with mine. First, I really thought, what an American girl, this is wearing a cheap beads and cheap, you know, and the dress.